Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Broths. I'm Ronnie, Ronnie Carr, and here I am with Ben Mandelker of the B-Side blog and Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. I'm excited because we are 1 week away from our Portland show. So excited to be going to Portland. Such a lovely, beautiful city. So we are hoping to see a bunch of you guys there. We've already sold like a few hundred tickets. So make sure you got yours because we want to have a big, fun, crowded house. Because we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of New York and Portland. And the very next night, we're going to be in Phoenix and we're going to be talking about Summer House. Anyone who is at our Summer House show in Cincinnati, I think some people are like, Summer House? Really? It was so much fun. Wow.
Yeah, it's a fun show to talk about.
It's a fun live. It's a really fun live show. Like that crowd at Cincinnati, like we were all just like dying together. We were laughing. It was so fun. So even if you're not current on Summer House, just watch the past few episodes. You'll be fine. We're going to have an amazing time. Please trust us on this one. Tell your friends. If you're worried about going solo, don't worry about it. You're going to make friends. We say this at every show and it's always true. So watchourcrappens.com for that. And on top of that, in addition to tickets, we also have Rondel.
Goodbye, Kyle! T-shirts up for another couple of weeks. So for all that, also Patreon, we do Google Hangouts. We have new ringers up. So there's a lot of good stuff over there. It's where you get our bonus episodes. This week was a car trip, a field trip we took to Glendale. And next week will probably be a Southern Charm breakdown, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm,
so if you want to hear all that stuff, there's good stuff. Go over to patreon.com/watchitcrappens. You can find ticket links, Patreon links, all of our links, store links, everything at watchitcrappens.com. So just go check that out. And today...
Yes.
Summer House.
Yes, gents. Yeah, let's talk some Summer House, gents. Ronnie, I spent like this entire episode cracking up. Everything was making me laugh.
I did too, and I made a promise to myself that I wasn't going to keep pressing stop to take notes because Summer House, I mean, seriously, like I pressed stop and then I'm like, why did I write that down? You know?
Yeah, same.
So this time I just kept writing. I only pressed pause, I think, two times because I had to, you know, to get stuff in there. But sometimes my notes are going to be crazy today, okay? It's a new thing I'm trying for Summer House.
So. Well, guess what? I pressed pause a whole bunch of times, so I have very specific notes. So don't you worry. When things get crazy, don't you worry. I will right the ship.
Okay, so we go back to where we were last week, where they're having girls' night and gents' night. Gents, this is one for the gents, gents.
Yeah, it's a barbecue back at the house, gents. Yeah, it's for the gents and the boys, yeah.
Let's have some prosé.
Yeah, let's have some prosé and, like, let's look at Jordan's phone. So while the gents are being gents over in the gents' house, the girls are over at Maison Vivienne, who that restaurant I had a real issue with last week because they had extremely overpriced salads that were written in Zap Chancery fonts. Like, you cannot charge that much and then have it in that font face. I'm sorry. So Lindsay is there, and all the girls are there, and Lindsay is telling Danielle what Jordan said to all the girls last week when Danielle left the beach early to take the tram back home, because she's like a presentation. And Jordan was like, yeah, well, I'm into Paige right now because Paige is here. So Lindsay basically tells Danielle that.
Yeah, Danielle's like, what did he say word for word? And she's like, he said that you're like gross, like an old enchilada, and you smell like fart. So, like, thanks, Lindsay. Feels great.
Yeah, Danielle's like trying to be like all angry. She's like, I like Jordan, and he seems like she seems to like me. So how could you say something like that in front of my girlfriends? Am I right? Looking for the D, new Danielle, Summer House Season 3.
I need another one of these girl drinks. No!
And it just cuts to Paige sipping a Cosmo, like, oh my god, just get me out of here right now. I don't want to be here
people,
anymore.
Am I right?
Oh my god, these people are so annoying.
So
they didn't even dress
for
us.
Over with the Jets, Carl's like, yeah. Okay, Jordan, you've got a choice. You can have Paige, Danielle, or the boys. And he's like, the boys? And they're like, yeah, woo, Brazil.
You got the correct answer, and now you are officially a gent like the rest of it. But guess what, Jordan? You're such a good gent, you would have been a gent anyway, even if you hadn't answered the correct gent question. Yeah.
And he jumps all over, and he's humping him. And he's like, can I say something to Kyle? Kyle, I noticed that Amanda wants you to be like more like, whoa, Amanda, wow, it's Amanda, wow. And Kyle's like, yeah, she wants me to be more romantic. He's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So Kyle's like, you know what? I'm gonna send Amanda a bottle of champagne at the restaurant. So
and Carl goes, "You're the king of send,"
which I can't stand this send it business. I feel like send it is like some phrase that like straight millennials are saying. I guess I don't know. It has somehow like missed me, and I thought it was like a weird thing that happened last season, but it's like back, and it's even worse because Kyle has like 5 different T-shirts that have like send it in different patterns, and I'm like, I will not take part in this. I'm
king
not going
send,
to send it.
King of the send, like the sends of the hourglass. These are the its of our lives. Okay.
Yeah, you know the best part about Kyle is that not only does he send it, he actually literally sends things. It's like amazing. Have you ever been to the post office? They have an entire business based on sending it. Yeah, sending it to the gents.
I'm totally programming a new email program that instead of saying send it, says Kyle it. Kyle it.
Yeah, he's like, watching Kyle do nice things for Amanda, it makes me want to have a girlfriend.
It's I told like, her nice things, too. I was like, listen, no girl is going to see a guy with ironed-on letters on a shirt and be like, that's the guy that I want to raise my children.
I just want to do nice things and have her put her weight on me. So they call up Maison Vivienne, Kyle does, and he's like, I'd like to send a bottle of champagne over to my girlfriend. And they're like, oh, so sorry. But the only champagne we have is a 2009 Dom Perignon for $600. I'm like, of course, Maison Vivienne. You're lying right now. We know you're lying. I don't trust you, you stupid restaurant. You're overpriced. You got bad fonts. And now you're committing champagne fraud. These are lies. These are lies. No one go to Maison Vivienne.
Yeah, and also, guys, they meant champagne. You can still send over a lovely bottle of sparkling rosé champagne or sparkling
or Prosecco,
wine. Whatever.
Or Cava.
Sparkling rosé. I mean, come on.
Yeah, shut up, Maison Vivienne. Like, I think that, like, that's bullshit. They are extorting Kyle right now.
Yeah, they are. But he deserves it because he cheated, like, 5 years ago. So yeah. Kyle's like, all right, here, take down this card. Here's what I wanted to say. Farted on your pillow. Sorry.
It starts off with babe. Don't forget that. That's essential to any romantic note. Babe.
Babe. Your pillow smells like fart. Sorry. Also, can't wait to move in with you.
Yeah, are they all... Lap 5. Like, yeah, that was great. Great note. So, while they're slapping 5, the women are at Maison Vivienne, and they're like, cheers to being females.
And just like, yeah. Here, cheers to not needing guys, but kind of wanting them anyway.
So the bottle comes over, and Amanda, they're like, it's a bottle for Amanda. And Amanda's like, oh, Kyle. It says, babe, miss you, love you, and I can't wait to move into you. Stupid Maison Vivienne misspelled, like, wrote it down wrong and made it super pervy.
A $600 bottle of wine, and they can't even get the note right. So the girls are all making fun of it. They're like, into you, oh my god, he just wants to fuck. And then Paige goes, if I'm in year 3 and my boyfriend has to send me a $600 bottle of wine to sleep with him, actually, I'm doing something right, so good job.
I'm already bored of this champagne. So, like, what do you guys think the boys are doing? Probably a crossword puzzle, which is funny because A, I was like semi doing a crossword puzzle, and B, like, at what point did they ever think these guys would ever be doing crossword puzzles?
No, they're home skating the line between gay and straight. It's very funny. So they're like, hey, bro, let's look at each other's abs. All right, look at mine. Look at my abs.
Yeah, look at my abs. Yeah, look at your abs. Whoa. Right answer for the abs. Yeah. Like,
let's do some push-ups together. We'll put shots down, and then if we finish them, we'll do the shots. Yeah, bro.
This is
bro
actually what I always do when I get halfway through the People magazine crossword, and I get totally stumped. Yeah.
Guys, let's make a bro-ham sandwich.
Push-ups and jello shots. Yeah. We're going to send it. We're going to send it to the floor and back up again because it's a push-up. Get it?
So then we transition to later in the night where everyone's coming home, and the song is "Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is." Put your money where your mouth is.
And the best part about Summer House is that they have no budget, so they have to use the same Trixie Monica songs over and over again. So we start to get to I did not recognize that one, but the other songs later in the episode, I was like, I remember this jam from last week. Like, I'm starting to like know the library.
Yeah, these songs are not made to be used more than once. They're like condoms. Okay. Like, you blow their wad terribly and get rid of them.
So the girls are back. Danielle is like drunk and pissed from everything. And then Amanda goes up to Kyle and she's like, Kyle, thanks for the note. That was really nice. And they're like being cutesy in the foyer. And while they're like talking, I don't know if you noticed this, Ronnie, but Paige just comes clopping by. She's like,
I put Paige clomps past.
She's like, clomp, 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 clomp. I really don't care about your romantic moment. I need to get somewhere in these clogs.
And Kyle's like, babe, I want to have sex. She's like, yeah, that's what I thought, Kyle. So Lindsay's like, Danielle, we need to like get locked up immediately.
It's time to, let's late night. I'm still trying to make late night a verb.
So in the hot tub, this blow up toy, because they have it in a hot tub, keeps hitting Lindsay in her eye, and she's like, oh, stop hitting me in the eye. And then Danielle goes, that's how I feel about Jordan. Do you wish Jordan makes sense, was poking you sense. In the eye? Huh?
I said it barely makes sense, and yet makes all the sense in the world.
It's such a Danielle thing to say.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning, and they're going to go miniature golfing. Kyle has arranged this because he's like, little known fact, Amanda was a golfer, so we're going to go golfing, which then never comes up again, ever. So it's fine.
Yeah. Amanda's no Hannah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So Hannah, that's right. I was raised in tennis. So speaking of Hannah, she goes and tells Jordan, like, oh, by the way, we all told Danielle what you said about Paige and her, like, behind her back. So, you know, have fun with that. Bye.
And he's like, I have to have a conversation. So he's like, for them to tell her what I said, it's bullshit. Yeah, I thought it was summer. Okay. Like, Danielle's still on the radar, but there's other girls. In the Hamptons. Oh, you're so gross with your fake abs.
I know. And, like, for him to be mad, he's like, for the girls to go behind my back, for him to say that when he was the one going behind Paige's back and showing all the quote-unquote texts that he had from her to the bros, like, shut up, Jordan. Honestly, yeah. You really need to shut up.
So he goes up to Danielle. He's like, you guys excited about Putt-Putt? And she's like, no, asshole.
He's like, whoa, tough crowd. So then, of course, so they go to the miniature golf place, and everyone knows that Jordan was being a dick to Danielle, and so what happens? They put Jordan and Danielle on the same little miniature golf team.
I know. You can be Summer House all you want, but you're on Bravo. You're still a housewives show, okay?
And Danielle plays miniature golf exactly the way you'd expect. She like hits the ball and goes into like a water feature. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, good one, Danielle.
So Jordan is like, can I talk to you? Okay, he's gonna pull the typical man thing where he turns it around on her. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Before she can yell at him, he's like, I just don't want you to feel I'm leading you on. I just want to set some boundaries. Cause you asked me to walk you out. from that bonfire, and it made me feel like you were way more into me than I am into you, and you're moving way more quickly than I want.
Yeah, your total CPMs are really going beyond the initial pay structure that we had for this relationship, and I just think that, like, we need to get, like, fewer impressions and more high volume, high quality baked in moments.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to expect this much, I'm going to need to charge you for a pop-up ad, basically, is what I'm saying.
She's like, all I did was ask you to walk me out of the beach. He's like, yeah, I'm so sorry I led you on that way by, you know, leading you on.
Yeah, she's like, well, to me, you're acting a certain way, and then you tell everyone else different things about me. Just don't do that. I work hard all week, okay? I'm not holding on to a grudge. I mean, Jordan's a dick, but he's still hot. Still fuck him. I'm like, you are so pathetic. Stop.
Well, I think that you're trying to be like, whatever, he's a dick, but I'm horny and looks good, so I'm going to try to get that D in.
Who cares? I know, but it's pathetic. Stop.
It is pathetic. So then they leave the miniature golfing because it's like it lasts all of like 2 minutes on screen. And some of them like stop by this strange antique place that, like, it's one of those antique places that you drive by. You're like, who ever buys stuff from a place like that? And then you find out it's like these people do. They get like these weird ceramic or porcelain sculpture kitschy things, you know? It's just like, ugh, you know?
They're like, we got a monkey drinking. We got a zebra.
Yeah. They probably paid like $2,000 for all that stuff too, which is the sad part.
So then they get home, and Lindsay and Danielle, of course, are like dancing around, doing their, like, we're getting D! Dancing and around in the living room. It's like, you guys are not getting D. Stop doing that dance. It's getting sad.
Okay. I know. And the sad part is that, like, it seemed like they were actually dancing to an actual Trixie Monocle song. Like, they were singing along the lyrics. I was like, did the producers tell them, okay, we can't play music right now because it messes up our audio, but here are the lyrics that we want you to dance along to. Can you just sing them?
Yeah, because they were doing it. They were singing along right with the song. They're like, live your life, live your life, live your life.
We'll be on the dark side.
It's like the first time that Trixie Monocle has ever been passed off truly as like the actual music that's being played. Actually, I shouldn't say that. They always try to do that, but this is the first time they made an effort to really try to integrate Trixie Monocle into the show.
Yeah. Trixie's getting her own role. Finally.
Yeah. So now it's like dinner time and Carl's like, yeah, Paige, let me get the door for you. And she's like, thanks, Carl.
Is that a new hairdo? Really like it. That's called being a gent.
Yeah. This just in from the Gent Newswire. I just want to say, you girls look really hot. Like, seriously, you guys look really hot. You're welcome in advance. Yeah.
So one car has Kyle, Amanda, Paige, and Carl. And Carl's like, can I be for real? I'm a gent. You girls look hot. May I open the door again? Yeah. You know, I know we're driving, but let me open the door for you just to prove what a gent I am. Yep. Almost died.
Almost died, but it was worth it because I would die for beauty. Yeah.
And Kyle's like, yeah, we're the hot car. And then it cuts to the other car with Hannah, Jordan, Lindsay, and Danielle, and no one's talking. It's like the most awkward car ride ever.
Yeah, exactly. And so Kyle's like, you know, everything Jordan says, I don't even know anymore. Like, you know, he was like, hey, Paige, he was like saying like, oh, wow, like you guys were dating and flirting and stuff like that. And Paige is like, I've never been sexually attracted to him ever. I mean, look at him. He looks like a greeting card that's folded up.
He puts the shoebox in shoebox greetings. Like, no, ew, gross.
You'd be lucky if we're talking.
Kyle's big sticking point is he pulled up a screenshot. Like, Kyle is so mad about the screenshot.
Yeah.
And Paige tells us, I take my reputation very seriously, and I'm not letting you speak on my behalf and say we were talking. You'd be lucky if we were talking.
Yeah. So then they get to the restaurant and they're like looking at the menu and like, has anyone eaten here before? And Carl's like, yeah, just this one time. The sea bass? Yeah, the sea bass. Yeah. It's like the gent of the ocean, sea bass.
I love when people go get some Botox or go do whatever to make themselves feel better. I say make yourself feel better. So I'm not judging this because of that. But Lindsay's like that girl who gets a new toy and she cannot put the toy away. It's like, you don't need to bring your American Girl doll to the table. You know what I mean? It's still an American Girl doll. Leave it in your room. And I feel that way about her boobs. Like, I get it. You got new boobs. Like, do I need to eat lunch with your boobs? Like, everyone else doesn't have their boobs hanging out. Of course, that's your right. But for Christ's sake, put those things away, you know?
You boob shaming her. I would rather shame her for the little ruffles that she has on her dress at all times. She always has little ruffles.
It's like always. It's like, look, I got new boobs. Like, great, congratulations. Stop bragging about your boobs. Put them away, for Christ's sake. I'm trying to eat lunch.
Well, I'm just gonna let that. I'm just gonna let it slide.
You know, I don't need your agreement.
My agreements, if you will. Listen, like I said before, the thing that bothers me the most that I feel like I see a lot on Lindsay are like little frilly, like flaps of cloth. You know, like it's like the Workus twins. I said this on another episode. The Workus twins, who I really enjoyed, they introduced the concept of like flappy edges on their clothing. And like, I feel like Lindsay is continuing to like carry the torch for flappy edges in their memory. And I'm like, you know what? I love the Workus twins, but it's time to move forward. Let's get rid of the flappy edges.
Yeah, you're done with the clown ruffles.
Yeah, no more ruffles. Okay. So Lindsay's like,
By the way, no, I'm sorry. We're not moving on yet.
Oh.
Because I have to read you something I just learned on the internet.
Yes, please.
About floppy sleeve boobs. Just kidding. It says, while agreeance is a word, it hasn't often been used since the 19th century, whereas agreement is both correct and common. But to go with agreement, this is a part of a complete episode. Agreeance is a word that seems to be continually reinvented and recycled. The term first appeared in the 16th century and lasted until the 19th century. So there you go, everybody.
There you go. That was a callback to our New York episode. We first started talking about agreeance then, and I talked about how annoyed I was that Fred Durst said agreeance. There was a big moment when Fred Durst said agreeance on an award show, and then it became a thing. And I was saying I was annoyed that people say agreeance when they really should be saying agreement.
Well,
unless
you
feel
like
using archaic language.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
no, it
everybody,
is. Everybody, yeah.
Welcome to English class. It continues this week on Watch What Crappens.
So anyway, Lindsay's like, espresso martinis for everyone. Cheers to a drama-free dinner and single Lindsay. And if anyone says the word "ara," I'm going to throw this drink in your face right now. So happy "ara" to everyone ever.
And Jordan goes, "We're some lucky guys who get to spend the summer with you ladies." And Paige goes, "Yeah, right. You showed the boys a screenshot of my text." And then he looks at Kyle, and Kyle just shrugs while he drinks his martini.
Just like,
welcome to TV, sucker.
Yeah, she's like, it wasn't the case. And so Jordan's like, the fact that you say that you're not flirting with me and makes me look like a dirtbag, and like, you were totally flirting with me. And then you just see him, he's like pawing at like a piece of cauliflower and just sort of like rolling it around his plate. I'm like, that is the sign of a guilty person, pushing your cauliflower around.
Yes. And Paige is like, it pisses me off, okay? If you come for me, it is game over, all right? You can't go to a group and tell them that you're gonna hook up all summer and not tell the girl involved. Okay, and he goes, you can't say you're not flirting with me when I've texted you flirting with me. And she goes, that was not flirting. I will show you flirting. And she pulls out her phone.
At which point, Carl is like, Paige is exactly my type. Short, dark, and angry at someone. That's not me. Yeah. I want to do nice things for her.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt the minute I collect the letters.
I just have to peel them off my last t-shirt and rearrange them. Sort of like a movie marquee. Oh my god. I'm like a movie.
Look, Jordan, I don't think you are being malicious, but you can't go around doing things like that to girls. He's like, I'm not going around doing anything. And that was pre-getting turned down for a spray tan. Oh, okay. So this is before, like, this is way, 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 way long time ago that you screenshot. And that's why you screenshotted and brought it up now, loser.
Yeah, and act like she's been flirting with you all this time. Meanwhile, Karth's like, sorry, gents, but hey, Paige, I just want you to know I'm going to cut some pieces of your steak because I'm a real gentleman. I'd like to do nice things for girls, and I want to have a girlfriend and evolve to this new state in my life, and also have a quota of having to cut 4 pieces of steak by the end of the week. So here we go. only cut 3. Shoot.
And Hannah's like, oh my god, Carl's cutting your meat for you? That is the sweetest thing ever. I mean, the last time I got a slice, I earned it on my own in tennis!
It was the Outback Tournament of Young Champions, and I won that shit. I was a blooming onion.
And Paige just goes, smaller pieces, Carl.
I'm not a caveman like you, Carl.
Yeah.
So, Carlito, I want to talk outside, please, Carlito. So Carl and Zico go outside, and meanwhile, Paige is then mad. She's like, I didn't get to have any steak because I was yelling at you, Jordan. Which is something I would totally say to someone.
So then outside, Carl's like, oh, finally, we're not in the middle. And they're like trying to figure out how to high-five each other, but never quite get there. And Lindsay's like, so, you're in a page now? And he goes, I don't know. There's like a different shift, like where I am in life. Like, I don't want to be a fuckboy anymore. She's like, oh my God, you're growing. He's like, I'm old. She goes, samesies.
I mean, like, I don't want to be a fuck boy. I just want to be just like a good little boy that you may fuck every now and then, you know? So like, you know, all my friends are married and they all have homes and they all have like little mini dishes for their babies. Which I loved his like FOMO for having mini baby dishes, which I don't think is a thing, but I still like that he had FOMO for it.
Like this year I learned what a sippy cup is and like it melted my heart. So
yeah. Like, why don't we have sippy cups? Like, what? Like, I'm allowed to spill myself, but a baby's not? Like, where's my protection from my own drink?
And Lindsay's like, close your eyes. Imagine your life in the next year. What do you see in your life in the next year? And he's like, well, I see myself with a girlfriend / becomes a wife at some point.
Yeah.
A job that makes me feel good because, like, this one's, like, crushing me. And yeah. Then, you know, basically, like, fucking a lot of, you know, chicks and not getting good.
No, girl! Yeah.
I see myself, surrounded by cereal and grains and olive oil and vinegars, and then I'm, like, making out with Paige. Carl, no, get out of the pantry again. Oh, sorry.
And then, of course, anything that Carl says has everything to do with Lindsay. She's like,
yes.
I get where he's going for sure, because my career is, like, flourishing, but I thought I was going to marry River.
Oh my God.
Yes, Lindsay, it's not about you. This is specifically Carl's visualization. Stop putting Everett into his mind. Stop like forcing Everett onto a vision board.
Yeah, keep Everett on your own weird vision board.
Carl, I want you to close your eyes and tell me where you see you and Everett in 2 years.
All right, close your eyes. I want you to tell me you're at my wedding. Where are you sitting?
I wonder what Everett's vision board would be like.
It's 5 years from now. I'm walking through Target, and all I can think about are the moving targets I used to face down. And I get some Tide, and I get some method, and I think, what is my method? I have no method. The only method I have is the method of me getting a lovely lady like Lindsay.
Before you know it, I'm pushing that car through Target, and suddenly there's an explosion behind me. You see an arm fly through the pink air, and I grab that arm, and I bring it down to me, and I say, sorry, you lost your arm, dead person, but damn it, it's your left arm, and I'm going to put a ring on that finger, and you're going to make me the proudest soldier that ever soldiered through the method aisle.
And then someone taps me on the shoulder and says, soldier, stand up. That arm you're holding isn't an arm. It's just a can of Pringles. Turns out I overreacted. It happens sometimes. But it's dangerous, a Target.
I find myself hiding under the prescription desk. And suddenly I think, what's that taste in my mouth? That's not a Pringles. And I realize Pringles has come out with a flavor that tastes like a pecan pie. And I think, what the fuck is this? But I eat it anyway.
And then I see an enemy in the distance and I grab a grenade and I pull the string and throw it. Turns out it was just a golden pineapple from the home decor. But it worked anyway. Worked anyway.
I've always wanted one of those pillow chairs on the floor and now I've got one. For this moment, baby. But this moment will last forever.
That was a great vision, Everett. That was really great.
It's Carl, actually, so.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now, wait, what happened here? What, I think I just erased
now we have a new song.
I can't wait to get down. I can't wait to get down. I can't wait to get down.
And then it cuts to Hannah going, I'm going to bed.
This old athlete has to rest those bones.
So then in the kitchen late at night, Paige is wasted. Paige and Carl are drunk. And she's like, I like cold pizza. And he's like, oh, me too. Marriage material. And so he's like, Paige, come here into this closet because we both realize that we just love pizza. So get in here, young lady.
And then she's like, Carl, I really slayed tonight. He's like, Paige, you're hotter when you're mad, which says a lot because you're already pretty hot, as previously established in the car when I told you so.
Were you turned on, Carl?
I don't know if it's me or this boxer Captain Crunch, but I am hard as fuck.
So then they shut the door to the pantry and they just start making out. And then the time clock, you know, the little time thing is at the bottom. It's like bloop, 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 bloop. 8 minutes. Bloop, 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 bloop. 11 minutes.
The clock is going underwater. They finally emerge, and he's like, and she's like, So meanwhile, up in her room, we see Lindsay, and she's in bed. It's like night vision, and they've moved this like giant zebra next to her bed, so it's like its head is like over her bed, like it's staring at her. And I just kept on thinking, the poor person who like was. Who was put into that zebra, like, because, you know, someone was like, there was a curse and someone was like, oh, you have done wrong to my family. And they transformed that person to like a ceramic zebra. And they are now stuck staring at Lindsay in bed. It's like, please, someone save me from this curse right now, please.
Yeah, I'm now watching the saddest existence I could ever imagine. Please get me out of here. So Lindsay's in bed and she FaceTimes Everett and she's like, Everett. And he's like, I want to go to bed. And then it goes to her, and she's like, Herbert, God bless his soul. Like, he's a very persistent human. I'm like, no, he's not good for me, but I can't help it. Sorry. Didn't she call him? I think we just saw her call him on FaceTime.
I don't even know. I just know they had, like, the worst conversation ever. How was your night? I was like, God, I want to go to bed.
Okay. Thank you.
So now we have now it's a Trixie Monica song. I wrote down it's the na 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 oh 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 song, which I remember when it came on. I was like, oh my god, I love this song. It's like na 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 na, but I don't remember how it goes now. But just went na 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 oh oh oh. It was really good.
Yeah, really really good stuff. Reminds me of that really time good. I spent in the closet, Jen. So Kyle's like, this week we're officially starting our apartment hunt. I feel so confident. And then we see them cleaning the kitchen.
Amanda's still wearing a tag on her bra, by the way.
You go, like, girl. Amanda. She's going to rent an apartment. She can't just be paying for bras.
That's true. So so they're downstairs in the kitchen, and Carl's like, gents and gent ladies, Paige and I made out last night, so sorry, Jordan. I'm just a little bit slicker.
And she's like, I might have to add making out in pantries to my list, but you know what? There's no strings attached. I'm telling you that right now.
Amanda's like, well, technically I have a string attached to me right now, but...
So poor Danielle has Earl the girl drunk monkey, or the drunk girl monkey or whatever. Oh, Earl the girl, the drunk monkey in her room. My God, even her animal's sad.
That monkey that was drinking?
Yeah.
I would be terrified. I don't like any of this.
So then it's Monday, and we're in the city. Yeah. And you know, because the song is Keep Dreaming Out Loud.
Yeah, it's that city montage moment that we always get, where it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Kyle and Amanda are looking at apartments. And then we see Paige on the street. She's like doing like an IG story or something. She's like, I'm really on trend right now with white shoes, and my dress only costs $25. And also, Jordan sucks. Bye, everyone.
And Carl's at work, and he's like, work, work, sales quota. Hey, guys, I miss June. If I miss July, I'm going to lose my job. And I'm at a networking event right now, so let me give you my card, because guess what? No one's getting pussy.
Yeah, if you're interested in e-commerce, then let me just direct you to my card. I just want to tell everyone here in this room, you all look really hot right now. And I'm just, like, so impressed. You're just, like, seriously, really hot. Really hot.
So then let's see your apps. Brazen Fox. Yeah. Lindsay.
Oh, my God. This was my favorite, because Lindsay meets up with this woman named Anna. And Anna's like, hi, I'm new. How's summer going? And Lindsay's like, it's so busy, Anna. I'm, like, working on... I'm working. And so...
It's like, I wish I could say I got the taco contract. Mine is still coming down the pike.
Yeah, 3 years later, still working on the tacos. She's like, so how's it living with Christina? And like, oh my God, this made me so happy because we found out, first of all, Anna is living with Christina Gibson. And then we got to get like a Christina Gibson update, which was also included a flashback to Christina's big moment when she's like, reporter Christina Gibson reporting live. And she stole that giant bottle of rosé and everyone stared at her like, it's my favorite.
And Lindsay's like, so it's Christina, are you allowed to put stuff in the bathroom? Yeah. And
it's like, not even a tampon.
She goes, I tried to warn you.
Then we saw like another clip of like Christina trying to like type on the couch. And then Lindsay's like, brings all the interns and was like, welcome to Hub House. And Christina's like, Christina's contained rage was like my favorite thing of season one. I swear to God.
Well, now Anna's got her, but Anna doesn't shit talk her, which is nice, because no. Lindsay keeps trying. She keeps trying and trying, but she won't do it. So she's like, lucky you. Well, anyway, your relation goes, and I need help with the relationships. And Anna's like, so we're still talking about Everett?
It's like, yeah, because we decided to have them apart, but then I hooked up with them at the beginning of summer, and I'm like, I don't know, it just happened. Like,
and Anna just laughs at her.
I fell on a dick, I'm sorry.
It just happens. Like, you know, he's a very persistent human being. And I'm like, single Lindsay. And like, you know, it's like, it was July 4th, which made me think of him because that's when he came back from Iraq. And then the other day it was like July 7th, which reminded me of the time that like I went to Applebee's with him. And then it was like July 8th. And it reminded me of the time when we had sex after we went to Applebee's. So it's just like a lot, Anna.
Yeah. And Anna's like, is it chemistry or is it really addiction obsession? Okay. Because what love means to me is someone consistent that you can trust that'll be there for me, you know? And Lindsay's like, boring.
You know that all Lindsay hears is, I think that was a great choice, Lindsay. You did the right thing, and you guys will wind up together someday, so keep at it.
Like,
thanks,
okay.
I couldn't agree more.
Thanks in return for you giving me my advice. I'm going to let you pay for my lunch.
So now it's time to go back to the Hamptons, which means we also get the return of that song that's like, we're the big shots now, we're the big shots now, which is also one of my favorites of the Summer House season 3 tome.
You better look out. So Kyle's like, room, room, and Lindsay's like, oh my God, that turned me on, not gonna lie.
And Carl's like, guess what, gents? I got a summer Friday. Yeah, I just, you know, I begged and pleaded and was like, I didn't hit my quota, but you can fire me next month because all I want is a summer Friday. And so now I got one, and I just need a glass of wine. Okay.
So Jordan and Paige and Hannah are the first to arrive, so they have to take in the boxes. And
oh, my God. Hannah, you have 2 gray hairs.
And then Paige is like, guys, I have a great outfit for tonight. And Hannah's like, that surprises no one. Hashtag tennis. Slam.
And game.
Yeah. So everyone's saying hello. And like Carl's like, I took a summer Friday. Yeah. I took a summer Friday. Yeah. Guys, check it out. Got a summer Friday. Yeah.
Rose, summer Friday. And then he's got new white pants, which, you know, it's fucking Carl. New white jeans. I'm like, gotta, you needed new ones, Carl? And he's like, yeah. Gotta break these in. Right? Gotta break in my new white jeans, guys.
Hey, let's all go out to dinner. Oh, wait. Danielle's on the train. Oh.
God, poor Danielle. It's like,
she's always on like she's always on the outsider transportation.
I know. She's like the wettest blanket to ever be wet.
Poor Danielle. And she's really trying hard to not be wet this time. But it's like they're conspiring against her. Like, they all are ready to have fun. And it's like, oh, guess what? Danielle's on the train.
Yeah.
Even though that was Carl a few weeks ago. But for some reason, it's just sadder when Danielle's stuck on the train.
Yeah. So they're in the kitchen. And Carl's like, we need a brosé. Hey, Kyle, look at your shirt. Whoa, bro. You working out or what? That's the hardest working button I've ever seen on a shirt. Look at that thing struggling to stay buttoned.
And Jordan's like, wow, did you do chess today or what, bro? And Kyle's like, actually, it was back day. Whoa. Oh, man.
Like,
wow.
I have a chest every day.
Says that I have a chest day every day. And Carl's like, Paige, I'm not going to lie. You look pretty good. You look pretty good, Paige. You want to hit up that pantry over there? The door's open. We can go in. No
she
one's,
looks
no
like
one's
a caution sign, Paige. Like, what are you wearing? Is that you single? So then Danielle comes in. She's like, oh my God, I got here. Look out for the D. Where's the D? Straight to the, oh God, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Oh.
So Jordan's like, hey, I'm just going to bring you, bring your bags upstairs. You know, I'm going to get back into your good graces and everything, which is like, dude, like, don't talk about like not leading someone on and then do something super chivalrous for someone. Like, I don't understand him at all.
Yeah, and then Danielle's still trying to pretend she doesn't care. She's like, if he wants to get my bags to get on my good side, then that's fine by me, because I can already see his good side and it's walking away from me.
What are you talking about, Danielle?
She's trying to say his ass. She's trying to talk like a dude on a construction site, you know? But it's like she's Danielle, and you know that she's crying herself to sleep at night.
And then Hannah, I guess they want Hannah to wear Paige's kitten heels or something like that. She's like, oh, I could barely walk in them. You know, being a tennis star, I only wore sneakers. So this is crazy. Like, what is this? And Lindsay's like, that's like barely even a heel. It's a kitten heel. So like, trying to walk, stupid face.
So then they, Jordan still keeps trying to flirt with Danielle, and it's so awkward. He's like, Danielle, you changed so fast. And she goes, you impressed? And he's like, extremely. I was like, oh yeah, you two are gonna last forever.
Yeah. So they go up to dinner at this Mexican place, and the waitress brings out some chips and guac, which, you know, Amanda was probably like, oh, I was gonna make guac, Kyle.
I would like everyone at this table to really respect whoever made this guac, because it's not as easy as it looks. Hey, Kyle.
And Paige is like, speaking about guac, I went on a date with an Australian and it was so good. We had a really nice time. And Carl's like, reverse gents. Like, what? What?
Then we get to see her on her date with this dorky Aussie guy. And she's like, oh my God, I don't even know how to play pool. Ha ha ha. I'm just a girl.
And he's like, yeah, look at that. Almost got it in the pocket.
We're talking about a kangaroo. Carl's like, oh yeah, well, has he texted you since? I want to hear what he said. And Paige is like, well, he said I had so much fun with you last night. Oh, classic copy and paste. Oh, like, whatever. I'm like, Carl, that's a pretty standard. Like, it is classic, but it's classic for a reason, because it's like a certain amount of like consideration and courtesy.
Yeah, what's Carl he supposed to say? Like, hey, love math. Got it, sunny today. Okay, have a good one.
Hannah's like, I got laid last night and this morning.
Well, first Carl goes, yeah, that's great. Great text. Does he go down under? And Paige is like,
I'll let you know, Carl. Okay.
I think I just made a pretty super cool pun. So. Yeah.
He's like, only girls get jealous and guys just get tighter white jeans and like try and make them work. So, stretch.
So Hannah announces that she got laid last night and this morning, because there's like this guy that she's been like sort of sleeping with over the past few months, but she's also seeing some other people. And so Carl weighs in. He's like, I think that like as a female, it's awesome. Like, go girl. But for me, I'd get yelled at. But anyway, point of story is go girl. You go girl. Yeah.
Sorry, I lost where I was. Oh, yeah. And then Hannah's like, well, I don't even know him yet. It's like dating is like a whole other thing, you know? Like, if I'm dating someone, it's like totally different. But, like, I'm in no rush until I know him. And then Kyle's like, well, we started apartment hunting. And everyone's like, yeah. And Lindsay goes, the only thing that I can say about that is it's good that you're finding a new space, because that became a problem with me and Irver, because it was like using us me a lot, and I was like, I just made space for you and now you're gonna get mad at me.
And I just want to reiterate that, like, I moved in with Everett, he used it against me, and this is an aspect of our relationship that I'm publicly declaring to the table, and therefore you all know about it, and it is very clear to everyone here at this table.
Yeah, and Kyle goes, I want to live with her, you know, I want to live with her together, but I've seen it firsthand when it's not right, you know? I mean, you just complicate your breakup. And then Jordan goes, yeah, point in case.
Which,
and
by the way, point in case, that drove me nuts. Case in point. But yeah, he said point in case. And he points to Lindsay, because Lindsay just said, yeah, when I moved in with Everett, there were like he would use that against me. So he says point in case, and Lindsay's like, how would you know, Jordan? Shut the fuck up.
It's like, I'm just saying, like, what you just said. She goes, you were there, and you don't know what my relationship was, so... And Carl goes,
not for you to say even a goddamn word.
And Carl goes, there's two unwritten rules in Summerhouse. One, men are always wrong. Two, never say ever. Three, closet time. Let's go to the pantry, okay? And Lindsay goes, not comment, okay?
Lindsay's like, you know, like, everything was good with me and Everett until we moved in together. And Jordan's like, yeah, like, when you moved in together, things went bad, right? Shut up. How do you know? You don't know that at all.
So stupid.
It's like, Lindsay, you just announced it to the table as an example, and he was just referring back to your example. Don't make me stand up for Jordan, please.
It was so funny. So now, of course, that's over. So now we get another party song, because now they're back at the house. It's like, oh, no, they're not back at the house.
No. Now they're, like, partying out in, like, Montauk or whatever, and Jordan and Danielle are making out.
Yes, and so they're getting this on their camera phones, because they're not allowed to have cameras anywhere they go.
Yeah, so now they all come back to the house. The girls are, like, all excited. They come in, they're like, woo! As if, like, something's about to happen when it's, like, you know, 2:30 a.m. or whatever. So they're I wrote down popsicles in the pantry. Oh, yeah, they're, like Carl and Paige are, like, having popsicles in the pantry. Yeah, let's have some popsicles in the pantry. But guess what? Nothing happens this time.
Yeah, because the cameras are following them in there this time. He's like, no cameras in the pantry. Like, guess what's allowed in the pantry? Popsicles and hot dark girls who aren't mad at me. I've already used that one.
Have I already hit my quota of Jake's references to Paige? I can't tell. So then it's just, like, Jordan and Danielle are the only ones left in the kitchen. And, like Jordan's sitting on the counter, and his legs are wrapped around Danielle, who's, like, facing away from him. So he goes...
She's twerking on him.
Oh, that's what it was.
I can't with her.
He goes, Danielle, come here. And so she turns around and, like, leans in for a kiss. He goes, no, not in the kitchen. She's like, what is wrong with you? And walks away.
So she goes up to bed, and he stays in the kitchen just kind of staring at the island. Like, what is going on here?
But she leaves her door open, which is, like, her way of being like, I'm going to bed, but you can follow me in here if you want.
Yeah, and he doesn't. He just sits down there. And she's like, you'll make out with me in public, but our own kitchen? It's like, no. Like, I'm really smart, but I can't figure this one out. Okay. Yeah. He's we just not that into you, okay?
Yeah, or just, like, move on to someone else.
Yeah, just stop. You're embarrassing yourself. Just stop.
Yeah, what about that other guy who was wooing you at the July 4th party? Why don't you go down that path? Because he was much hotter.
Yeah, but that was the thirsty mini Jacks.
That's fine. It's worth it. So now it's, like, 2:13 a.m., and Kyle's, like, in bed with Amanda. He's like, I'm hungry. So he gets up, he goes down to the pantry, and then just, like, passes out in there. So this pantry's getting a lot of action this episode.
And Amanda wakes up. She's like, Kyle. So she goes looking for him, and of course she finds him in the pantry. She's like, Kyle. And she goes, Kyle, once I think he's moving forward, he literally takes two steps back into the pantry.
How did she even know to go directly to the pantry? That was weird to me. Like, that... It made me feel like either they planned it or that she just knows. No, because that's his thing. Kyle.
He's done that before. He wakes up and he binges in the middle of the night. He's like one of those secret eaters on YouTube.
Yeah. So now it's the next day, and everyone's waking up, and Carl's like, morning wood and blue balls. Like, those are four words that I never thought I'd be saying in the summer house. Other words I never thought I'd be saying. Quota, summer Friday, pantry, and... osteoporosis.
And then Kyle and Amanda are waking up, and he's like, God, I'm so hungry. I think it's just because I only ate chips yesterday. And she goes, you slept in the pantry, Kyle.
There's also a discussion, a sartorial discussion about the afternoon trip to the vineyard. And Jordan's like, can I wear a tank top to the vineyard? And Carl goes, a tank top to the vineyard? No. No. So someone called the fashion police, because this guy needs to be apprehended. He has a first class case of osteoporosis. Oh my God, I can't believe I actually just said it.
So then Lindsay and Danielle are getting ready to go out for the day, and of course Lindsay's making everything about her. Danielle's like, Look, this dress is easy. I can drink in it. Speaking of,
yes,
it goes nowhere. She goes, speaking of, we made out last night, and then in the kitchen, he's like, no. And Lindsay goes, oh, first of all, you don't even know me, and you don't know anything about our relationship, so shut your mouth.
I was like, oh, she really is still mad about this. Like, I thought that was just like a drunken fight, but she is not only mad, but like, Danielle's trying to share her experience from last night, and Lindsay just totally hijacks it and makes it about that stupid moment at the table. I was like, that's classic Lindsay.
And Hannah's like, going to Nana's. I was like, gotta go.
Bye.
So getting on the Paige downstairs. Yeah, she leaves. So Paige downstairs, she's like, we were picnicking, so I wore a tablecloth. Some people should have asked for advice. And then it cuts to Lindsay.
This like blood red, poppy colored
boob dress.
Flowery print.
That's some just like boob dress, another
just
boob
a disaster.
Dress.
Yeah. So
she loves those things.
So they all get on the party bus to the vineyard, and like Danielle says to Jordan, don't even think about sitting next to me, dick.
And so they all get wasted on the party bus, and Kyle's like, I understand Amanda wants me to work on drinking, but a party bus means party. Ooh, fireball!
Send it. So Hannah then is at her grandpa's house. He's turning 90, and so everyone's there. Her grandma's there in this like red dress with like a little black choker. She's basically just this like, you know, self-proclaimed sex kitten. Yeah, she is Blanche Devereaux. Yeah. Truly.
And then on the bus, Lindsay's like,
wait,
whipping
before
up
before the bus thing. Oh, I just have to say, Hannah goes to her dad, her grandpa, and is like, hey, so I've been spending a lot of time in the Hamptons. What do you think about the Hamptons? He's like, I try to avoid it as much as I can. And then there's like a smash cut to the party bus where you hear them go, let's fucking send it. Like, I can understand this grandpa very well.
She's like, but don't you like the party? And he goes, these days waking up, every day is a party. And then he cuts to the bus, like, yeah! Lindsay's, like, whipping out her boobs. And then it cuts back to Hannah and talking to her Nana, and she's all sexy. And she's like, my Nana is sexy. Like, she still wears high heels and bikinis, and she loves her Instagram. Then we see her grandma's Instagram of her posing all, like, sex kitten-y, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so funny. And she goes, so what's your beauty secret? What's your latest beauty secret, Nana? And Nana's like, oh, having a good husband. It'll be 60 years next year. I haven't had another man since I was 18, and we've fucked every single night. Well, until lately. Now it's down to about 3 times a week.
That's a lot.
You go, girl.
Girl. Girl. So now, speaking of sex, on the bus, they're all talking about when they lost their virginity, and like Kyle lost his virginity sophomore year of high school. And Jordan's like, oh, I have a crazy story about how I lost my virginity. Are you guys ready? This is not rehearsed at all. So I was like in college, and I was like on the top bunk. I was with this girl, and she's like giving me head. And I was like, whoa. And then she like stuck her tongue in my asshole. And like, I didn't know what to do. I had this like knee jerk reaction. So I literally like kicked her in the face, and she fell off the bunk and broke her actual nose. And I had to take her to the hospital. That was that story.
Everyone's she like, broke her actual nose.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Also, how is it that if you're giving head to someone that then like, logistically, how do you go from giving someone head to then sticking tongue in an asshole? Like, how does that catch you by surprise? Like, can't you sense that someone has like gone around to the back or has turned you over? Like, and as
no,
they said, they're like,
I don't want to explain it because it's gross. But
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah.
Never mind. I was taking the wrong. It's kind of like when you fly from like New York to Asia, you go over the poles. That's what's going on. Okay, I figured. I talked it through.
Oh, God, this is an educational episode. So everyone's like, and I didn't know what they were all mad about, but everyone's just staying silent, you know? And
yeah.
I thought, maybe it's because he's, like, laughing about breaking a girl's nose and kicking her off a bed. That's what I thought. But then Lindsay's like, pretty sure I saw that in a movie, and it's called The 40-Year-Old Virgin Liar.
Yeah. And also, they're like, also, they were having, like, she was giving him head after they had sex.
Wait, so, oh, did he say it was after they had sex?
Yeah, he said it was, they had,
I thought
yeah.
he was just on his bed getting head from a girl or something.
No, they had sex, and then she was giving him head afterwards.
Oh, God, this is so confusing. So, did that happen in The 40-Year-Old Virgin? Exactly that story? What is wrong with this guy?
I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I'm assuming it was one of those flashbacks of, like, his sexual experiences and how they went awry.
What a loser. Like, no one else saw that movie, you dope.
Yeah. So no one believes that.
That's great. In The Vineyard, Paige is like, I like to think of my love life like a romantic comedy, and The Vineyard is so romantic.
So Carl's like, hey, Paige, how about I pick you up so that way you don't have to walk, and this could be even more romantic. I could be like Keanu, and you can be like any number of actresses, okay? And so he just starts carrying her around. She's like, Carl. And then there's like, we just sort of see them all like doing fun things, and there's like a big sign that says, do not feed anything to our horses, and he cuts to Amanda feeding all of their shit to a pony. You know, they had like a bottle of rosé that had just been like put down that pony's throat.
And Paige is like, Carl, this horse is trying to make out with me. And Carl's talking to the guys. He's like, guys, like, I'm horny and she's attractive, but I don't think she's into me. Like, last night we're in the pantry again, and Jordan's like, why do you keep going to the pantry? And Carl goes, oh, you thought if you took her to a familiar place, like, it's like this long time relationship. Like, I took her back to the diner,
the place where we first fell in love. I took her back to Niagara Falls. I took her back to the pantry, right next to the quick cooking oats.
Carl's like, the chase is hot, I guess, but how do you live in the summer house with a guy like me chasing you and you're not into it? Oh.
How about it's because when you saw a horse, you said, oh, my gentleman.
You need more letters. You need more letters ironed on to your
Yeah, exactly. So, then, like, Jordan's, like, standing with the guys, and, like, Paige and Hannah, I think, or at least Paige, I think, is, like, standing nearby, and Jordan's like, ugh, I met out with Danielle again last night. He just says it. So Paige is like, okay, I'll be right back. I'm definitely not going to go talk about this behind your back. Just stay right there.
Yeah, so she goes straight to the girls' picnic, and she's like,
straight to the rosé.
She's like, Jordan just said, ugh, I made out with Danielle again. I mean, he was totally grossed out. And Danielle goes, in a bad way? I mean, why wouldn't you want to make out with me? Duh!
I'm a babe. Go fuck yourself, dude.
So Jordan's like, here's the thing. Like, we came home, and she totally made out with me and tried to take me to bed. And Carl goes, why? And Carl goes, why? Why wouldn't you do that? And Carl's like, yeah, like, you totally had a chance to do it. Why wouldn't you do it? And he goes, I'm not hitting that. Ew. Yeah.
Jordan's
and then
like,
Jordan lies he's again. Like, he's like, yeah, he's like, listen, the thing is, I made out with three girls last night, so.
She was one of the three. So it's like, it wasn't, like, even special, like. So, no. And then Carl's like, I'm not a math guy.
But that's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to leave it. I'm not a math guy. I was just making a general statement. No, but he says, but that's a lot of chicks. He's like, I definitely did not see him doing that. But then again, I certainly got my quota of Jordan for the weekend, if you know what I'm saying. Quota.
At least I'm getting quota somewhere. So how much is Jordan lying? Because is that just his thing? He's a compulsive 100%. Liar? Because I think that they would know if he made out with three girls. They're all in, like, a tiny little place in the Hamptons.
Jordan is the guy who gets, like, roped into – he's, like, in Wolf of Wall Street or something. He's the one who gets, like – there's some, like, alpha dude. There's some, like, Aaron Eckhart-type person who comes up with some terrible scheme, and Jordan gets roped into it because he wants to be the cool guy, and he talks everything up. And then when it comes time for someone to get killed, he's the first one who gets killed, you know, when the thing goes wrong. He's the one. He's like, no, guys, like it's fine. Like no, please don't do this. Please. I didn't mean to lie. I just wanted to fit in. And then they shoot him. You know, that's who Jordan is.
Yeah, the audience is cheering.
Yeah.
So then Jordan tells us, he's like, I have an extremely long tongue, and he sticks that sucker out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love using this thing. And I was like, you are so gross, dude. Well, you're outgrossing Carl, okay? Carl looks like a total gent at this point.
Yeah, Carl's doing great this season. I'm like, I think I like Carl. I'm like, when did this happen?
I know, I love Carl this year.
I know, so, like, I love Carl now.
I do too. The, fucking Bravo. That's how it does you. Oh, so then I Kyle's like, bro, like, I don't know why you wouldn't make out with that chick, but I say have fun. And if it leads to finger banging, I'm for it. Jordan goes, all right, well, you know, if that happens, can I call in Carl for an assist? And they just both stare at him, and Carl's like,
I did this storyline last season, so no.
And Carl goes, did you just proposition Carl for a three-way? And Jordan goes, I tried. Damn, what? Jordan is
Something's going on, having a crazy episode this episode. Also, honestly, if you say you love using that tongue, like, honestly, like, why would you not? I'm not even saying, like eat her out or something like that. I'm just like, if she's trying to take you up to the bedroom, like, why not, like, at the very least, just, like, have, like, a hot makeout session in the bed? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, he's after Carl, so I think the question has been answered.
So, meanwhile, Lindsay is, like, sitting on that picnic blanket, and she's all mad. She's like, Jordan, he doesn't even know about me, and like, he's saying these things. It's really pissing me off. It's like, it's so annoying. Like, I can't even go straight for the rosé. I have to, like, go sideways and then back again for the rosé because I'm so mad.
Yeah, you're talking about my relationship. You're talking about Aurora. You're talking about me moving in with somebody. You're talking about my friend. I mean, you want to case and point me? I will case and point you out of here. Case and point.
The most devastating comeback of all time. Like, I'm going to case and point you out of here. Case and point. Case and point.
My good. Well, that brings us to the end of Summer Hiles.
So funny. I'm very excited. If you guys enjoyed this recap, which hopefully you did, and hopefully you live in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Glendale, greater area, Tempe, come see us next Saturday, because we're going to be talking Summer House, and it's going to be super, super fun. We're just going to make fun of these people all together. And also St. Portland for Roni, who doesn't love Real Housewives of New York. So watchercrappins.com to get tickets for those shows. You only have a week left to get tickets. Don't wait any longer. It's time to do it. Act on it, okay?
See you guys later.
Bye.